Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There. Welcome to this edition of The Marginalian, formerly known as Brain Pickings, an online digest of interesting and inspiring articles across art, science, philosophy, creativity, children's books, and other strands of our search for truth, beauty, and meaning. All the articles in The Marginalian are written by its founder, Maria Popova, and can be found at themarginalian.org. You can now hear these articles as a part of the series of podcasts from Airs LA, the audio internet reading service of Los Angeles. Today's article is titled Galileo on Critical Thinking and the Folly of Believing Our Preconceptions. Galileo Galilei, born February 15, 1564, deceased January 8, 1642, was born into a world without clocks, telescopes, or microscopes, where superstition and anthropocentrism moored the human mind in tyrannical dogma. A world that saw itself as the center of the universe. By the end of his lifetime, over the course of which he pioneered modern observational astronomy, invented timekeeping, and even inspired Shakespeare, Galileo's work had seeded the most significant scientific revolution in human history. In 1632, nearly two decades after he defended truth in the face of ignorance in his spectacular letter to the Grand Duchess of Tuscany, Galileo penned an impressive book titled Dialogue Concerning the Two Chief World Systems, Ptolemaic and Copernican, which he dedicated to his patron, the Grand Duke of Tuscany. Structured as a series of conversations between a layman and two philosophers, it is at heart a timeless manifesto for critical thinking. Galileo writes, "To apply oneself to great inventions, starting from the smallest beginnings, is no task for ordinary minds. To divine that wonderful arts lie hid behind trivial and childish things is a conception for superhuman talents." In the foreword to the modern edition of this intellectual masterwork, Albert Einstein calls it a mine of information for anyone interested in the cultural history of the Western world and its influence upon economic and political development, and writes, "A man is here revealed who possesses the passionate will, the intelligence, and the courage to stand up as the representative of rational thinking against the host of those who, relying on the ignorance of the people and the indolence of the teachers in priests' and scholars' garb, maintain and defend their positions of authority. His unusual literary gift enables him to address the educated men of his age in such clear and impressive language as to overcome the anthropocentric and mythical thinking of his contemporaries." Indeed, nearly half a millennium before Carl Sagan crafted his baloney detection kit, Galileo established himself as humanity's premier nonsense buster and made it his chief mission to counter ignorance and indolence with critical thinking. Something crisply articulated in the words of one of the book's fictional protagonists. In the long run, my observations have convinced me that some men, reasoning preposterously, first establish some conclusion in their minds which, either because of its being their own or because of their having received it from some person who has their entire confidence, impresses them so deeply that one finds it impossible ever to get it out of their heads. Such arguments in support of their fixed idea, as they hit upon themselves or hear set forth by others, no matter how simple and stupid these may be, gain their instant acceptance and applause. On the other hand, whatever is brought forward against it, however ingenious and conclusive, they receive with disdain or with hot rage, if indeed it does not make them ill. Beside themselves with passion, some of them would not be backward, even about scheming to suppress and silence their adversaries. Many centuries later, trailblazing physicist and chemist Michael Faraday issued an equally impassioned clarion call for countering our propensity for self-deception, a propensity powered by what modern psychologists have termed the backfire effect. Dialogue concerning the two chief world systems brims with a wealth more of Galileo's enduring legacy of critical thinking. Complement it with I, Galileo, a marvelous picture book about the life of the great scientist. Then revisit John Dewey on the art of reflection in the age of instant opinions and Malcolm Gladwell on the importance of changing your mind. And that's the end of the article. The soundtrack is Me on the Inside by Ketsa, licensed through ketsa.uk. If you want to learn more about Ears LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our web pages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind, low vision, and print impaired listeners. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. I'm Emily Mann Sanchez, and I'll be back with another article. Take care, and thanks for listening.